Today's podcast is on Replay AV 8.04 with JAWS 8 screen reader for the blind on a Windows XP home computer. And the recap, when you do recordings via the stream capture method, as you already know, your screen reader speech output never gets recorded. But say you need to record a station that does not allow the stream capture method. For example, XM satellite online service or the Sirius online service, or a station that you get that does not allow the stream capture. You're going to have to use the audio output method within Replay AV 8.04. And when you do this, I'm pretty sure some of you have noticed this. The first 15-20 seconds at the beginning, when Replay AV starts to record for you via the audio output method, it also captures your screen reader's speech, the synthesized speech. And I found a trick the other day to eliminate this. It works for me. So try it out and let me know via the blog or via email if you can, if it works for you. Right now I have Replay AV8 running.
Title is Replay A/V.
And we're going to go to the list box.
Tab, hide button, tab, record, tab, list of shows, list.
I've already added a station manually.
N, graphic 694 XM, bluegrass 14 to Feb 2606 PM, unscheduled.
So what you're going to have to do is manually add your station, whatever method you use, or through the replay guide.
Graphic 694 XM, bluegrass 14.
We're going to press the Applications key.
Applications, context menu, properties, to navigate, press up or down arrow, P.
P for properties.
P, leaving menus, edit show properties, XM bluegrass 14 dialog, schedule page.
The shift tab.
Shift tab, schedule tab, to switch pages, press control tab.
Go to the schedule tab.
Tab, unscheduled radio button checked, 1 of 2, to change the...
Say you want to record every Wednesday. So in this combo box, choose repeating, use your up and down arrow keys.
Set continuous recording button, none button, all but weekends, weekdays but repeating colon radio button checked, 1 of 1, to change the selection, press up or down arrow.
So repeating is chosen. We're going to tab till we go to the Wednesday checkbox.
Tab, mon checkbox not checked. Tab, two checkbox checked. A clear checkmark, press spacebar.
Let's press spacebar to uncheck the Tuesday checkbox.
Space not checked.
Okay, tab.
Tab, web checkbox not checked. To check, press spacebar.
We're on the Wednesday checkbox, so press the spacebar to select it.
Space checked.
And then do insert tab to verify.
Web checkbox checked, a clear checkmark, press spacebar.
The next thing we need to do is shift tab till we hear the schedule tab again.
Shift, 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 shift tab, list box, 7 of shift, shift tab, schedule tab, to switch pages, press control tab.
We landed on the schedule tab, let's see what time it is.
5:29 PM.
Okay, it's 5:29 PM in my area. We're going to tab.
Tab, list box, 3:59 PM. To move to an item, press the arrow keys.
Say I need to record something at 6 to 7 o'clock PM every Wednesday. So we've already told it every Wednesday via the repeating method in the schedule tab. Now we need, we landed on the start time.
3:59 PM.
We're going to change this to 5:59 PM.
4, 5, 6, 5, 5:59.
I right arrowed on, and I'm on the minute. That's what we want. It's 5:59 PM for the start.
00 PM.
So So we're going to review this. I'm using my left and right arrows in the start area.
00:59:05.
Okay, that's the hours.
59
minutes.
00
seconds.
PM.
PM. Let's right arrow.
Tab. List box. 7:00 PM. To move to an item, press the arrow keys.
That's what we want. So the end time is 7:00 PM. Everything is set in here. Let's shift tab to the schedule tab.
Shift tab. Schedule tab. To switch pages, press control tab.
Left arrow.
Recording tab.
We're
to switch pages, press
tab.
Control tab.
Let's tab one time.
Tab. Capture by recording audio output. Left parent speakers. Mic line dash and right parent radio button checked. 1 of 3. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
This is what we have. You must have this radio button selected if you can't do stream capture. Here it is again. I'm going to do an insert up arrow. It's a radio button.
Capture by recording audio output. Left parent speakers. Mic line dash and right parent radio button checked. 1 of 3.
Okay.
Shift tab, recording tab, to switch pages.
I did a shift tab on the recording tab, right arrow.
Schedule tab, to switch pages. Output tab, to switch pages. Press splitting tab, to switch pages. Press control tab.
Go to the splitting tab. That's the splitting tab. Then tab one time.
Tab, create new track after checkbox not checked. To check, press space bar.
You don't want this? Keep tabbing.
Tab, split tracks every checkbox not checked. To check, press space bar.
Do nothing here. Tab one more time.
Tab, split tracks at edit 0, type in text.
Split tracks at, and when you land on this box, it's not going to say 0.
Split tracks at edit 0.
It's going to say blank. It's going to be like this.
0, space, split tracks at edit.
Make sure you hear this. Here it is again.
Split tracks at edit.
Split tracks at. And I'm going to put a 0 here. I'm going to type 0.
0.
So what we're telling it, it's to split at 0 minutes after the hour. Okay? I'm going to do my root JAWS to PC cursor.
JAWS, root JAWS to PC, 0, at, tracks, split.
Here it is again.
Period. Split.
Split.
Tracks, at, 0, minutes, after, the, hour.
Okay, I had to do the root JAWS to PC cursor because you do not hear the following.
The, after, minutes, 0.
You don't hear this right here.
Minutes after the hour.
Okay.
PC cursor.
So, what's going to happen since I told it to start recording from 5:59 p.m. to 7 p.m. to stop recording. And I also told it in this particular edit field box.
Split tracks at edit 0, type in text.
When it reaches the top of the hour, in this case 6:00 p.m., it's going to split the recording. And it's going to make a 1 minute recording from 5:59 p.m. to 6:00 p.m. for you. It's going to make a 1 minute recording, which is going to contain the part where it captures your screen reader's speech output. But we don't care because the show starts from 6:00 p.m. to 7:00 p.m. And right after it makes that split for us, at 0 minutes after the hour, it's going to create a new MP3 recording for us from 6:00 p.m. to 7:00 p.m. And that particular new split recording will not contain no speech output from JAWS. Okay? I'm going to keep tabbing.
Tab, split tracks and edit. Tab, tab,
till
tab,
I go
tab,
to
tab,
the OK
split
button.
Tab, split shout tab, OK button to add space. List of shows, list view, graphic 694XM Bluegrass 40.
And now we're going to review the XM Bluegrass new settings we set.
Graphic 694XM Bluegrass 14/2/Feb 2606 PM Wet Feb 21/5/59 PM-7 PM 9 of 9.
Okay. To review this, do an insert control numbers row 1.
Name XM Bluegrass 14.
That's the name of the recording. Insert control number rows 2.
Status slash last recording 2/5/2606 PM.
That was my last recording. Do an insert control number row 3.
Next recording, wet Feb 21/5/59 PM-7 PM.
And that's my next recording, February 21, Wednesday, 5:59 PM to 7:00 PM. And I think that's it.
4 out of range, this
okay.
List.
And I'll be right back in the next podcast to review to show you what happened. Thank you very much.